The most challenging thing is seeing safety as part of the business. So safety is just something mandatory, as something that you have to do for legislation. And in other places, it's just bureaucracy and paperwork and something to be working on that 5 days before the auditor comes. So then the first thing is to talk in business, to talk to the leaders and say, I can give you profitability. I can give you revenue. I can give you a lot of benefits for your stakeholders in terms of reputation. And all of that, I can give you a great workforce that is motivated to come tomorrow to do the best of the best. So I put a lot of effort, and my team put a lot of effort in integrated safety in the business. Mm. That's what we do.
And obviously one of our core beliefs is that safety and health should be a core value of business, not an offset. So are there any tips that you can give, say, occupational safety and health professionals who may be listening to this as to how they can go about instilling that same belief?
Well, the first thing we should do as a safety practitioner is to review our safety practices. And you will see that many of them are wasting a lot of time and a lot of money and are very simple and ineffective. So if you continue doing the same thing, you're going to get the same output all of the time. So review your programs, and instead of putting so much effort in awareness training and lagging indicators and reporting near misses, start thinking a little bit from a different angle. So what can give you benefit also for the leaders of the organization? So talk about consequence. If you review your action plan, are you pretty sure that you are managing consequences, or is just signs and instructions to the people that is going to be forgotten in less than 5 seconds?
And can you give an idea of the sorts of things you're doing at Heineken at the moment to promote safety and health?
The best thing that is working right now is to explain behavior analysis from the top of the organization to the down. So I don't start implementing behavioral-based safety in a country. I first sit with the management team, and when they understand the concept of ABC, then we start rolling it out.
Perfect. And obviously the theme of the conference is leadership in action and how that can be used to promote safety and health. I guess, from a personal level, how do you go about, you know, using leadership to bring about action?
I think every accident is a lack of leadership. So one of the most challenging moments is when I changed the title of the dashboard, and in terms of, say, quarter one safety data, I put, you have 1,000 lack of leadership from January to March. And I put that in the slides, and I talked to the managers, and I said, this is your lack of leadership in this period of time.
And how did they take that?
Well, I think they take it very well, because it can be seen also as a kind of eye-opener. And I explain then why it's a lack of leadership. And I say, well, you didn't ensure that people have the right competencies. You didn't ensure, for instance, that you have the good environment to people can work safely. And that's your part of your responsibility. So, of course, if you go to the root cause, this is just simple, a lack of leadership.